Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 34. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side, while he sent the crowds away. After he had sent the crowds away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. And when it was evening, he was there alone. But the boat was already a long distance from the land, battered by the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him, walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost," and they cried out in fear. But immediately, Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter said to him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." And Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But seeing the wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and took hold of him and said to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind stopped, and those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "You are certainly God's son." When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret.
We will all face trials. Realistically, you're either in a storm, just getting out of one, or about to enter one. That's the bad news. Here's the good news. Those of us who are believers serve God, who is good and who provides beautifully, especially during the dark periods of life. Today's scripture passage tells of a stormy night on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus provides for us today, just as he did for his disciples then. Let's look at some ways he does this. First, the Heavenly Father is always present with us and promised that he will never leave. So we're able to live with a sense of comfort, courage, and confidence, no matter the circumstances. Second, the Lord blesses his children with a pathway through trouble. He's in total control of our storm and will use the trial for his purpose. We may not understand, but we can trust his hand to guide us and accomplish good. Third, our Heavenly Father offers us the potential to grow. Hardships are exercises in trust and times to learn more fully how great God's power and love are. No one enjoys hard times, but remember to express gratitude for God's hand in your life and the way he will use the adversity. Even though trials are painful, they offer us the chance to trust our Creator and know him better.